Nolte, Trump warns Iran its civilization will die tonight. By John Nolte on April 7, 2026. President Trump used his Truth Social account to warn Iran that its whole civilization will die tonight unless something revolutionarily wonderful happens. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will, Trump warned. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen, WHO knows. We will find out tonight, one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world, the president added. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. Trump published this warning Tuesday morning U.S. time, and it appears to be an obvious follow-up to his Sunday warning to Iran announcing that Tuesday was the deadline for the regime to make a deal. Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day, all wrapped up in one, in Iran, read the Sunday statement. There will be nothing like it. Open the fucking straight, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell, just watch. Praise be to Allah. Meanwhile, at the same time Trump was warning Iran that its civilization would come to an end, we have multiple reports of U.S. bombs hitting Karg Island, which is the centerpiece of Iran's oil economy and therefore its overall economy. The island is highly fortified and guarded. Should we take the island, we will basically control Iran's economy, which will add yet another pressure point to the terrorists who run that country. This could all end up being a classic piece of Trump misdirection. He warns Iran that he will attack bridges and electric plants only to target Karg Island. This is how Trump operates. He keeps the enemy off guard so they never know what he intends to do or how far he's willing to go. One thing Iran should be certain of is that Trump will not lose this war. Whatever has to be done to ensure Iran is no longer a nuclear threat or a carrier for the disease of terrorism, he will do. The Nazis refused to surrender, and Berlin was bombed into the Stone Age. Japan refused to surrender, and we all know what happened there. The only thing Iran can be certain of is that it will lose this war. One way or another, it's all over for Iran. It sure is good to have a president who wages a war with the full intention of winning it. What's it been, 80 years since we had one of those?